Pencils? Eraser? No calculators now. They're forbidden at the Bartlett Invitational. Here's your first question.
Of all the four-digit numbers that can be formed using the digits 1 through 9, in how many ways does the digit 3 appear at least once?
Jennifer Strauss read the question from a completed student answer sheet. The stellar high school math, geometry, and pre-calculus teacher had left one of two large rooms where the several hundred mathletes were in heated, if silent, competition. She was taking some sheets to where the results were tabulated and ranked. Meanwhile, students in groups of two and three walked by, comparing their problem approaches and proposed answers.
We have some schools that have over 200 students that come to Bartlett every year to take this competition. It's pretty exciting to see this many students excited about math.
It's pretty fun, actually. I'm doing this because I want to, because I think it's fun, but it's also because of the extra credit.
This is East High student Kazua, call me K, Vong's third invitational.
The math was pretty okay. I knew like the first three questions, and then the rest I totally dozed off.
Dozed as in overwhelmed. Levi, a Bartlett senior, has competed all of his 4 years in high school. He describes the half dozen questions as different than the ones you see in classes. Levi was talking over one question in particular with his teacher. In previous years, he's never seen the correct answers.
I think I got half of them right, but some get pretty tough. Like, there's this quadratic one. It's really tough without a calculator.
Seven of the district's eight major high schools sent students. South High had the largest contingent. Stellar, an alternative 7th through 12th grade school, had one. Transportation is not provided. Parents, teachers, and students with driver's licenses fill that service. Still got your pencil?
If A comma B is the solution set of x squared minus 2 square root of 2x plus 9 equals 0, simplify the square root of A plus the square root of AB plus B, where M and N are integers.
Bartlett math teacher Ann Brudenell had chief organizational duties for this year's invitational, and she was one of three faculty members who selected the questions. Brudenell says the final selections purposely go beyond merely working with memorized formulas.
There's all types of questions. It's more problem solving. And so a student in Algebra 2 could be a high scorer over a pre-calc or a calculus student. So problem solving. If you know how to problem solve, you can win.
Indeed, class level is not the crucial element to winning. That single stellar student is Brennan Rieger. Brennan won as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. Friday was his fourth appearance.
First place goes to Brennan Rieger. And you're graduating now, right?
Yeah.
It's up for grabs next year, guys.
Ian Knapp from East was second, and Kenny Hubble from South won third. South High also won first place team honors.
Can you find the next two numbers that satisfy this pattern? 6, 24, 60, 120, 210.
I'd like to tell the problem solvers who are listening that the answers to the three questions from Bartlett's Invitational Math Competition are on our KSKA website. They're not. Remember, Levi said he's never seen the answers? Nor did we. However, we have posted those questions in case you wanted to hear them again. Good luck, and remember, no calculators. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.